This is Wild About Utah.
In February of this year, researchers published an integrative review of the literature on nature's role as a catalyst for academic growth in children. They had this to say about their findings. In academic contexts, nature-based instruction outperforms traditional instruction. The evidence here is particularly strong. For a long time, great thinkers such as renowned educator John Dewey and conservationist Aldo Leopold have recognized and professed the power of situational, hands-on learning, especially in the natural world and especially among children. This sentiment is something we all share, I think, something bordering on instinct. Now, scientific research has caught up to a truth we all know in our bones. This is a topic close to my heart. I'm a third-grade teacher who got his start leading groups of kids into the backcountry, canoeing and backpacking the lake-littered northern latitudes of the Midwest. Adventure and education always seemed necessarily intertwined to me. Education is not preparation for life, said John Dewey. Education is life itself. And life, I've always thought, is out there. The authors of the literature review agree, writing that experiences with nature promote children's academic learning and seem to promote children's development as persons. One of the key logs for this increase in learning and development is the increase in students' motivation once they've left the walls and classrooms behind. According to the researchers' report, learning in and around nature is associated with intrinsic motivation, which, unlike extrinsic motivation, is crucial for student engagement and longevity of interest in learning. Even more encouragingly, learning in nature may improve motivation most in those students who are least motivated in traditional classrooms. I've been fortunate to have had the opportunity to work with students in the field. While out there, I've had that instinctual knowledge we all share reaffirmed while sitting next to a dammed up beaver pond, watching third graders reverse engineer the beaver dam out of rocks, sticks, silly putty, and freshly chewed wood chips from a beaver log. I know my circumstances are not the norm, though, not yet at least. So how might teachers utilize the natural world when there's no beaver dam on campus and they can't get the funding to go find one? It may be simpler than one thinks. There's an abundance of evidence that indicates students can reap the same benefits just from being outside while they learn. In multiple studies, the researchers point out, the greener a school's surroundings, the better its standardized test performance, even after accounting for poverty and other factors. And classrooms with green views yield similar findings. To supplement the views in the green spaces, though, teachers can consult research-based resources like UC Berkeley's teaching guide, Schoolyard Ecology, and the National Science Teachers Association's inspired 10-minute field trips. If the increasingly robust academic research into nature's role in student learning is any indication, though, I foresee a not-so-distant future replete with an even wider diversity of resources and opportunities for teachers and students to explore the natural world in pursuit of academic rigor. It is time, the authors of the Integrative Review write, to bring nature and nature-based pedagogy into formal education, to expand existing, isolated efforts into increasingly mainstream practices. It seems incumbent upon us to trust the truth we feel in our bones.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
I'm Josh Bowling, and I'm Wild About Utah.